this week for Beyond the Badge, we are at Taylorsville City Police Department, and I'm here with Detective Scott Boyd. You were nominated by a school psychologist at an elementary school for something that you did in March. You helped with the situation. So tell me what happened.
I actually work with Plymouth Elementary and help the fifth graders out and talk with them about, you know, making good choices, getting to talk to police and have them understand that we're here to help, and we are a lot of fun. And a lot of times when a lot of kids see the police, sometimes it's not in the best situations. And so we want to have them see the other side of it. And that day I was at the school. I finished up talking with the kids on the way out. One of the teachers came out, and she was asking for some help in regards to a student that was out of control. And I was just down the hall there. Went into the classroom. Was very unfamiliar with that particular part of the school. And there was a young child in there, a young boy that was tossing and throwing items around and just having a tantrum, more or less, it sounded like. And as I got over there, he was starting to throw pencils and everything else, and could tell that it was more than just a tantrum. He was going through a very hard emotional time, and it was to the point where they couldn't control him. They had two other adults that were trying to hold him down, and he was trying to push back on him. I was able to go up to the young boy and be able to hold his arms down, and as he continued to yell and fight, just talk with him, ask him different things that he likes, and, you know, what was he doing today, et cetera, just kind of get his mind off what was going on there. And could tell that he was still having a hard time even understanding part of that conversation. And over time, just talking outside of the school, family, where do you live, it was able to slow him enough down to where he was able to sit up and start talking. But as I spoke with the child, he was delusional. I mean, he suffers from bipolar, schizophrenic, and he was having conversations in his mind. And I've been doing this for 29 years, and I work with CIT and work with mental health issues. And I also deal with kids that have a tendency to throw tantrums for attention. This one was not an attention grabber. This was factual, and this is how he was. And he had volunteered through conversation that he had an uncle the same way that was suffered from mental illness. And through time talking with him, he was able to calm down, was able to relax. And once he was able to relax, I stayed along to be able to help him out, to be able to straighten up, clean up the room. He tossed a lot of pencils and stuff around. And just, again, had that same kind of reaction, like, hey, even though that was kind of hard at the beginning, we're able to calm you down. And then on the backside of it, to be able to learn that I'm just like anybody else, just want to be able to talk to him, help him out, and just get to know him. So it was a hard situation. The school had a hard time trying to get him in different programs. And by getting there and talking with them and then talking with the principal, they were able to get him in another program that's going to help him out and give him a little more one-on-one care. So.
What grade was he in?
He was, I would guess he's probably in fourth. He was a lot younger child, and they'd been working with him, trying to get him placed in some different groups, but not seeing the actual, his personality and his anger come out. They hadn't seen it to that extreme. Mm-hmm. And then after I pulled the report and just reported to the principal, and the principal says, you know, this is one thing that helped us kind of fast track it, just because someone outside of the situation was able to say, hey, look, this is more than just a child trying to, you know, act out. Mm-hmm. And so I was grateful for the staff that was there. They handled it exceptional, but at the same time, the kid, he had a lot of energy, he had a lot of strength. So, and when you get out of mind experiences or deal with people on drugs or even personalities, the strength is just unbelievable in some of the people we deal with. And so where he was at, and from what I understand, I checked back with the school. They says he's doing much better. He's still suffering from different issues, but they're trying to manage it and medicate it, and hopefully he'll be able to enjoy life and have a good time.
Oh my gosh, you checked back with them. That's awesome. Yeah. So is there anything that the school, I mean, is this the first time the school has never been able to contain him or anything?
No,
or
it's the schools have what's called a behavioral unit, or they have an area where it's one-on-one. So if you have a child that's suffering from mental illness or anger issues, they'll separate it from the general groups of kids. And so it'll be maybe one or two of them in a room, but they'll have three or four adults to be able to stay there and monitor. And he, during one of his lessons, just acted out. And it wasn't out of anger, because I asked him if there's anything that triggered where it was. It was not. And his conversations and where he was and watch, basically his eyes and how he was definitely having a full conversation with somebody else in his mind. And I've only seen that a couple of times in adults, and to have a young child, but and talking to him once he's able to come back into a reality check, just talking little things about things. He mentioned he had an uncle that had, and he specifically said, you know, schizophrenic and everything along that line. And it was just kind of odd, because he just passed over it like it wasn't part of the conversation, but it made kind of sense on possibly hereditary in regards to the mental health side of it. So You know, it's sad to see that. We have a lot of kids, obviously, in our school districts. There are a lot of people are in all the schools, and they're obviously the classes are overwhelmed by the size. Mm-hmm. And now how do you deal with kids who are having special needs or having, you know, other issues going on? So I don't think it's going to be going down anytime soon. Mm-hmm. We're just going to continue to have to figure out how we can work through it. And hopefully have great administrators, have psychologists on site that can help out and give the guidance they need. And
well, I think that was amazing that you were able to recognize what was going on with him.
Yeah.
Because of your experiences, so that's pretty amazing in and of itself. And you were in the right place.
Right place, right time. That's the way I look at it. Going back to our first of our conversation, it's just like, this is kind of what I do. I really enjoy it. I love working with the kids. And the kids see a lot of, like I said, when you hear kind of the slang, you know, there's the cops. Or even some kids will even use other slang to us. But as we talk to them, and then we take them out of their comfort, and whether I go play four square with them or go sit and have lunch with them, and then they have that conversation, at that point, they drop that name of the cop, and it's Officer, or Hey Scott, or you know Lloyd, or whatever it may be, and to see them drop that guard, and then knowing that they can approach and talk with officers where maybe the weekend before, you know, something may have happened at their home, and the police had to show up, and or they're, you know, somewhere else, or a traffic accident, and they just connect that with, they're only here if something bad's going on, mm-hmm. and just want them to know that we're here for everything good. So yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. The kids are great. Our chief's gone ahead and had all of our elementary schools, so I cover the elementary schools here in Taylorsville, and then we have our school officer for the high school. So I hope in the future, just in schools in general, that they can have experience with law enforcement in their classrooms and be able to have a little more one-on-one.
And it's separate from the DARE program, right? Yeah,
the DARE was one of the ones that we thought about. The chief had talked about DARE, and we went into some other different programs and kind of mixed them up, because a lot of it is kids know, hey, don't do drugs and don't be bullies or whatever it may be. And so you have to adapt it, because every school district or every neighborhood is different. And so you find out from the teacher, hey, what are some of the things going on in your class? Well, they're using this slang, or they're talking this way, or I find these books are written, is this gang writing? And then we can just kind of cater it to specifically saying, hey, I know you guys talk about this, it's great to use these bad words or whatever it may be, or hey, I know you're doing this. And then we can adapt it very specific, so it hits a little closer to home, because that's everything that's going on in that classroom, compared to me walking in and say, hey, you guys are using bad words, you're not playing, hanging out with everybody at the playground, and like, wait a minute, we hang out with everybody, this officer doesn't know what he's talking about. So just want them to know that, hey, we're really one-on-one touch, and they know what we're about. So
I love that.
It works out really good.
That's a great message. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add for the
story? No, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, 29 years, having a blast. I got two young kids that, so having the fifth graders, and my kids are now in seventh and ninth, so I know kind of the hiccups and the struggles that some kids can go through. But on the flip side of it, I know they don't get a lot of that support at home, at least that one-on-one, at times that they should. And if they have those questions, and in the program's worked, I'll have kids that'll go ahead and get messages to their teacher saying, could we have, you know, Scott come over and talk to us again?
Oh.
Or I'll go down and sit by them at lunch, or the teacher says this person or this child needs some extra attention, and they'll point her out or him out, and then I'll go sit down next to him at lunch. And now all the other kids think, man, you're the coolest because the officer sat next to you. Now they have all these friends hanging with them. So it kind of bridged that friendship with their friends without them knowing what was going on. So
smart.
A lot of fun
like
stuff.
That. I like that. All right, well, that's awesome. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope it was painless enough for you.
All right, I'm going to turn this off now.